Talk Live, you can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and get you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Again, all the features we give away. We will take your phone calls tonight about anything. There is a lot of news here to get to, including something from our friends over at copblock.org. We will get to that if we get a chance. Of course, your calls are the primary element. But there was actually something that went down here yesterday in Keene, New Hampshire, that I wanted to talk about. It's been such an incredibly busy activist week up here. Couldn't fit it in one show. No, we couldn't do it all in one show last night. The Free Keene Fest was incredibly successful on Sunday. We had a dozen activists arrested also on Sunday at the new jail, setting an activism arrest record, if you will. And so we talked in detail about that last night. But that wasn't the end of it. The next day, there was even more going on when one of the activists who was busted during a cannabis celebration a while back, Evan, who was found guilty. Initially, he had said that he wanted to appeal the guilty finding. He decided against that. He decided that what he was going to do was turn in a declaration of sovereignty to the court. And I don't have the text of it here. I asked him to post it online. I don't think he's gotten around to doing that yet. But he had printed up his own declaration of sovereignty, basically saying, I'm not part of your system. I don't consent to you. Sam, did you get a chance to read over it?
Yeah, I read that.
So that was essentially the gist of it. And at the bottom, there was a place for his signature and the signatures of witnesses. So we came out to meet up with him there. Actually, we were already there because of something else that was going on. But we were there. We signed off as witnesses on it. He signed it. He put it into the court's file for him. Mm-hmm. And so that was on its own pretty cool, because it was the first time anything like that has ever been done here. And of course, down the line, we've got a Declaration of Independence that we're writing up at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We're going to have people sign on to a Declaration of Independence, which will be very, very similar to what it was that he did. Except I don't think we'll be filing that with any state or with any government agency.
So, well, the Declaration of Independence originally was sent to the King of England. So I think that's fair to tell the people that might claim your dependence that you are independent.
It's a neat idea.
But, I'd like to clarify here. Neither you nor Evan have the expectation that somehow this is going to throw the cops and judges.
Oh,
and
no,
the
he expects to go to jail.
Right, okay.
I just
want to, you know, the idea of the declarations of independence and all that stuff, they're nudging on the edge of what might be, some people might consider sanity. And I just want to make it clear that you guys don't have any expectation that these are necessarily going to just stop these people.
Oh, I don't think anybody, yeah, thanks for the clarification. I don't think anybody believes that will happen, that the government people will just all of a sudden decide to stop aggressing against us because we've declared ourselves sovereign.
But, Mark, are you suggesting that people who might think that they're actually free and sovereign individuals are crazy for declaring such?
You know, I think that it's fine, but it's kind of like me going and telling my dog that I'm sovereign. My dog doesn't care. My dog,
But your dog can't read or understand English.
Yeah, but these people don't care either. And they may be able to read or understand English, but they understand, but they don't believe you have any standing. So it doesn't matter.
Well, I don't believe they have any standing.
Okay, so now you have two people, and one of them's thoroughly and well armed.
Yep.
Okay, so are you saying it's crazy or not?
I'm not saying it's crazy. I'm just saying it's pointless.
It's pointless to declare yourself sovereign.
You can declare yourself sovereign at all. Writing it up and spending all the time giving it to these people, they don't.
Wait. Why is it pointless? If that was pointless, then wouldn't it have been pointless for them to write up their Declaration of Independence and Constitution?
You know, nobody expected it to work, right?
I don't know what they expected. I wasn't around.
Yeah. You know, it was a different set of circumstances. I don't know.
So was that pointless or not?
It seems what I'm telling you is it's sitting. That seemed like it had a point because it worked. However, I'm sitting on the other side of history here before it worked, so it doesn't look very like it has much of a point.
Well, I think there's a point, because I think that there is something meaningful when you write something down. I think that as somebody who my whole life has been doing goals, I write down every week what it is that I want to accomplish with my week, and normally I don't get to 100%. It's more like, you know, 50% or so.
Better than most people.
But there's something about putting those words on paper that I think makes something more concrete. And that's just how I feel about it. And they would, I don't know what the statistics are, but I've heard that there are significant percentages of Americans that do not write down their goals, and they just don't have the level of success that the people that do, and I don't just mean Americans, but people around the world, that the people that do write down their goals. Because you've got them in front of you. It's there for you. It means something. I think writing down your declaration of sovereignty creates a record. It's more than just speaking it into the ether. You've put it down on paper. You've made it more concrete.
It's the equivalent of talking about going to Mexico and actually booking the reservations and paying for the tickets. Even though the trip may be months out, there's a huge difference between someone who says, oh, yeah, I'm planning to go to Mexico in 2 months, and somebody who has the tickets.
So there you go.
Could one have declared sovereignty and still appealed one's decision?
Could one have declared sovereignty and still appealed?
Yes.
Well, that wouldn't make any sense. If you're declaring sovereignty, why would you still obey the processes that you haven't agreed to?
Then I would think that appealing would have been more effective, because it would cost them a great deal of time and energy, whereas giving them a piece of paper that they may read and then disregard, or not read at all and disregard, wouldn't be nearly as effective. So I would think that filing an appeal would have been more effective. That's my two cents.
I don't know if I feel the same as Sam on this. I don't know. That's a tough. I think that's a tough call for me, because on one hand, yeah, you've declared sovereignty. On the other hand, they are going to force you into their system. And if you could appeal without cost to you beyond the time and effort that you have to put in to appeal, does that negate one's declaration of sovereignty if one were to go through that process?
Well, part of what he said in his declaration is that I haven't agreed to these, I'm not subject to them, and I won't be participating any further. So his was specific, you know, around I'm not part of your system, and I won't be here any longer. Mm-hmm. If he had gone a different approach, I don't know. I don't see point in You know, I'm kind of going. I'm back and forth on it. I can see
because
the point
the gang
of ignoring
is forcing,
it.
The gang is giving you the option to still continue playing in their system. You could stop playing now, or you can keep playing. It's a tough call for me. I don't know really how I feel about that. That's a good question, Mark. 800-259-9231.
I kind of feel like the Russell Canning situation a couple of years ago, where essentially he decided, you know, I've gone to court enough for these people, for all these things that they keep on asking. I'm just not going to go anymore. I'm sick of them, you know, dropping charges or, you know, continuing things and just all the nonsense that he had to go through. And he did have to go through a great deal of nonsense. I'm not going to dispute that. At some point, he's just like, I'm not going anymore. They've got a silly kangaroo court. And then the cops busted into his house and drug him off in handcuffs and, you know, actually caused him some pain and all that other stuff. And it seems like
they do.
That kind of, you know, settles that whole I'm sovereign thing right there to me. Like, you're not sovereign until while they're willing to do whatever they're going to do.
What you don't understand, Mark, about sovereignty is it's a state of mind. It's a state of being. It's not about what they do. They will do what they're going to do. Whether they have control over me or not doesn't determine how I feel, and it doesn't determine what I think.
I don't disagree with that.
And if my mind is free, then I am a sovereign.
I don't disagree with that. However, it's kind of that system didn't work. Let's try some systems that work.
What do you mean?
Declaring oneself sovereign, acting like one is sovereign.
No one said it was going to work. No one said that by declaring oneself sovereign that the government is going to go away. I thought we already established that. It's about yourself and how you think and how you feel about who you really are. It's about making a statement to the world.
Then why would he bother writing it down?
It's about making a statement to the world and a statement to the aggressors and a statement to yourself. That's what it's about. That's why he bothered, because it doesn't take that long to write down how you feel and what you believe.
Certainly doesn't cost the bureaucrats as much.
Whatever that means, Mark.
Of course, it's cheaper to hire cops to come get you than it is to hold a court to try you.
800-259-9231. They still have to try you anyway, supposedly. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. I know you've got this thing against sovereignty, Mark. There's more on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. You get signed up, you'll be kept in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to news.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up for our emails or follow our Twitter profile, or you can find us on Facebook as well. All of the details are there. Get signed up. It's all free at news.freetalklive.com. News.freetalklive.com.
And take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. There's also a proxy link beneath each search result. Normally, you have to pay for these that service on the Internet, but startpage.com gives it to you for free. Start their 7-day challenge today at startpage.com.
Yeah, getting a proxy for free is incredible. I've never seen anything like that before.
Yeah, it's really something.
All right, 800-259-9231. We started the show out talking about what I thought was pretty cool, and Mark is just deriding, and you missed him shouting during the break at Sam and I because he's so upset. You know, Mark, I don't know, Sam, if you heard the call with Dennis last night, but
Dennis
called in to air his sour grapes about the fact that everyone's not doing it his way. And that's what I heard from you, Mark, was that you're upset that all of these people have gone to trial and none of them have appealed. Instead, Evan, one of the activists who was arrested for cannabis possession, showed up at the court yesterday, and rather than appealing, he decided to file a declaration of sovereignty, basically withdrawing his consent from the government explicitly. I personally believe that's an incredibly valuable thing to do, not just on an individual basis, but also on a group basis, as we are going to do this summer at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Mark, would you say that it is also a waste of time and effort to have, say, 200 people sign a declaration of sovereignty or independence?
I think that it's fine and dandy as long as you guys can participate.
Well, is it fine and dandy, or is it a waste of time? You were saying it was a waste of time earlier.
It's really close to a waste of time, but so is any kind of hobby, right? Any kind of relative pointless activity, building ships and bottles and things like that. That's, you know, fine, do it. That's if that's what you want to do. However, if you have an opportunity to screw with the court system, take something to a jury trial, it seems to me that the Free State Project has had New Hampshire as its home for 5 years now, and the fact that nobody at this point that I can recall has ever taken anything far enough to get a jury trial out of is it's sad. It bolsters the herding cats thing that people said about the Free State Project in the first place. Getting libertarians together is like herding cats. Well, here's another cat that has an opportunity to waste the court's very expensive time with a jury trial and tie things up for at least
All right. How many people have had the chance to get a jury trial in the state that doesn't even follow the Constitution when it comes to any dispute over $20?
You explained to me that they're little trials, that they have this sort of preliminary trial, and then you can get a jury trial on the appeal.
No. In my case, I could not get a jury trial no matter what.
Really?
All I could do is go to their little district court, which is not even part of the judicial branch, and if I don't like anything out of that, I could only appeal to the Supreme Court on issues of errors in law.
Okay. I don't know what specifically it's like in
you have to have a felony in New Hampshire or they won't give you a jury trial. They don't care about what the Constitution and the Bill of Rights says.
So even Mark with his parking ticket, that's
going
to come up?
You're not going to get a jury trial.
But if he's found guilty, if he appeals, it goes to the Supreme Court, it doesn't go to the Superior Court?
I'm not sure in Mark's case.
Because you might be the first, Mark. You might be able to
appeal. I'm not going to lose.
Well, we'll see about that. Time
to put some money on
your phone calls here.
I'm ready to put some money on it.
800-259. I don't want to waste my time with that stuff, Mark. I don't want to waste my time. More coming up here with your phone calls. Let's go first to Jim in Ohio. We didn't have a Steve. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WCER. Jim, listening to WCER going once, going twice. How about Frank listening to WCER in Canton, Ohio? Frank, you are on Free Talk Live.
I hate to get into this, but the statement you made prior to the thing, it's not the city's job, the county's job, the township's job, the state's job, or the federal government's job to make me feel better about myself if I feel miserable about myself. Neither is it their job to make me feel good about myself or bad about myself if I feel good about myself. So your statement just there prior to that conversation was absurd.
What statement are you referring to? I'm a little confused.
Well, you were talking about states' rights and this and that and about feeling if you feel good about yourself. Okay?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't think we mentioned states' rights at all. Are you listening to Free Talk Live?
You were talking about feeling good or bad about yourself, and that doesn't involve any
Right. County, I think what we're talking about, Frank, is people signing a declaration of sovereignty or declaring their sovereignty and making it so they are more concrete within themselves about their beliefs about themselves. I don't think the state came into that discussion, at least not in that aspect of it, at all. So maybe I misunderstood.
You're superseding and overstepping the boundaries of counties joined with the state.
What do you mean by that?
Well, every state has a constitution.
So?
If you want to change the Constitution...
I don't want to change it.
I'm declaring independence. I don't want to be involved in their Constitution, their state, their society. I'm declaring independence.
I want to opt out. How do I opt out?
Move to Mexico.
No, thanks. I want to stay here.
Okay. I was born here.
Okie dokie. Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Oh, well, then you just want to answer your question, Sam. Thanks for the call, Frank. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Because, yeah, what happens when somebody is... It brings up that age-old argument of, if you don't like it, you can leave. Well, no. How about I don't like it, and I stay, and I do whatever I can within my range of influence to change it? How about that? They don't like that idea.
Well,
that's why.
I mean, you can do it, but you have to follow the process that the taskmaster has laid out for
right.
you to get him to not beat you as badly.
But boy, do they hate it when you don't follow their rules.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, that's the second part of the story. I want to get to it here in a little bit. It was you were assaulted by one of the court bailiffs as we were up there. We were up there to accompany this gentleman in his declaration of sovereignty that he was delivering to the court, and we came in with video cameras. And of course, they don't like that very much up in the court lobby. They've banned cameras. But Sam, you weren't even in the court.
They banned cameras, but they've installed their own.
Yeah, that's another interesting point. We'll get to the details on that here in a bit. Let's continue though with your phone calls and talk to Kurt in Michigan. Kurt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Hey, Kurt, you're on the Amp Line. What's on your mind?
Well, I called a couple of days ago to talk about voting more of an end and means type of situation, you know, and I think that the focus of it ended up being on the ends of it rather than the means by which we get there. After my call, Christine, and you didn't refer to her as such, but I believe it was Christine Smith, who is running for Senate, has a vote vested interest in having people, you know, want to vote because she's trying to get into public office, called up with a scenario within which, you know, if there's a bill going for, going through Congress that would increase liberty, that I would, tell people to not vote for it because it's not libertarian.
We'll let you address that here in a moment. Hang on. Well, with Kurt, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up absolutely anything. This is Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant 20%. $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleeShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleeShoppers.com. That's DoobleeShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And the features there we give to you, including our webcam, sponsored by memorydealers.com. The cam is there at cam.freetalklive.com. It's on the same page as our chat room, so you can watch, listen, and interact all at the same time, and it's all free. cam.freetalklive.com.
How soon do you want to start teaching that child that's special to you about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I read it to Jack all the time. It's kind of like Rothbard meets Dr. Seuss. It's a simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. Go to freemarketunderdog.com, see some samples, and order today. Get a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with coupon code FTL, An Island Called Liberty, at freemarketunderdog.com.
All right, we continue taking your phone calls here and go back to Kurt listening in Michigan on the amp line. Now, Kurt, before you get back into the issue of voting and working in the system and all that, do you think that just back to our earlier conversation, which I know you heard because you were on hold, the issue of declaring one's sovereignty, do you feel like that's a waste of time writing it down and putting a signature to it?
No, not at all. I mean, I don't know. I wonder the effect that it will have, you know, on those who are in the system. But I, you know, again, if it works for you, I think that it's something that you should do.
Do you think that you're going to be at Porkfest? Do you think you'll sign?
It depends upon what it says. But okay. if it's a good document, that I could very well, sure.
All right, very good.
You know, I wouldn't say that I wouldn't sign this document with declaring myself independent.
That wouldn't be a waste of your time? Putting
nope.
That pen to paper and
I said that it is next to a waste of time.
Oh, okay.
So putting a pen to paper is not you're talking about a very small activity.
Oh, I
sign people's get well cards all the time. Do you think it helps them get well?
Yes.
Yeah, it probably does.
That's not a symbolic gesture. This is a symbolic gesture. This lets them know how you feel.
Well, I think that there's something to the idea of giving somebody who's sick some attention. I mean, you bring an animal in to somebody who is sick, they get happier, they're more likely to make it through. You don't tell somebody who's sick that they're going to die soon because they might die. If you tell them they're going to make it through, they're more likely to pull through.
Yeah, patients who hear classical music during their operations have the surgical staff talk politely and nicely. They recover faster. They have less pain. There's a lot that goes into positive energy when it comes to healing people.
Thank God. Kurt, let's sign this piece of paper. Then we'll win.
All right, Kurt.
Well, state of mind is very important.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, the state of government is pretty important, too.
So anyway, go ahead with your thoughts, Mark, on voting.
I guess where I'd like to steer this conversation is, again, I like to ask questions. Can you attain peace through violence?
I do not think so.
Okay, and I agree with you because they are antithetical to each other. It's the same thing that can you force somebody to love you? And I'd say no because they are antithetical to each other. So
sure.
The idea that you can attain liberty through democracy, I think, is antithetical to each other.
I happen to agree with you.
So I think that voting, a democratic act, will not get us to liberty.
I don't think it's very likely that it will, and I tend to agree with you. However, I wouldn't equate voting to violence, and I wouldn't say that anybody is not liberty oriented for participating in that system in the hopes that something good might come out of it.
Well, if your vote only covered those who voted yes, then correct. But since that vote is a measure of force on those who vote opposite what you vote, and those who don't vote at all, I think it is. It is.
No, the vote is not forced. It's not forced when you go and you check a box inside a little curtained off area. There's not force involved in that. You're not advocating anything specific be done that would be violent toward peaceful people.
But I think what
you're advocating that leader for that person.
Well, or you're advocating whatever the government wants to do with that vote. It will be applied to everyone. But I think that again brings us back to this, Declaration of Independence, so to speak, or declaring one's sovereignty. The 420 event, we have this little DMZ, demilitarized zone, where cannabis smoking is ignored by the government because they know they can't keep attacking it without losing face. So as more people sign it, it gains more power.
It's only that zone. You can't walk down the street.
Well, right, but it doesn't. I don't think that I'm going to sign a document and the federal government is going to disappear tomorrow morning when I wake up. But it starts somewhere, and right now it started in, at a certain time in a certain spot in this one small town.
I think that, Kurt, we agree on some of the premises here, but one of the critical things that we're not agreeing on is that I don't think that it's impossible for the system to change from within the system. I think that actually it's inevitable that the system will change as we change outside the system. So as we begin living free, as we declare our sovereignty, as we refuse to obey, as we non-cooperate, as we do civil disobedience, as the court system gets clogged up, as it becomes impossible for them to enforce these victimless crime laws into the future, mm-hmm. they at some point will say, they'll throw up their hands, they'll say, screw it, or maybe by that point it'll become popular enough where it'll be, people will have been elected to change that. And they will change, that system will change, whether it's through some sort of explicit act of legislation or through just simply the police deciding to adopt a policy of almost complete discretion when it comes to enforcing those laws. I think that the change will happen, but I agree with you that true liberty couldn't possibly come from working within the system. That comes from changing people's hearts and changing people's minds, and the system will follow people's hearts and minds. That's what I believe, and I think it's kind of silly to say that voting is violence or that you're forcing your beliefs on somebody else because nobody has to participate. They can withdraw their consent at any time.
But they can't withdraw their money. I mean, they could. Violence.
They could withdraw their money, but they're too cowardly.
Well, I mean, if am I a coward if I give my money to the guy who's got the gun into my?
I am a coward because I am a coward because I refuse to stop. I am not yet stopped paying the property taxes. I am cowardly in that way. Absolutely.
It's self-preservation as well. You're doing what you need in order to
sure, survive. But it's cowardice also at the same time.
I don't necessarily believe it's cowardice. Well, I think it's self-preservation.
Kurt, you know, to me, they set up a system, right? And I want some liberty. I agree with you that their system will not result in complete liberty. That's going to take a lot of people being shown how liberty can work, and you know, utilitarian kind of uses. You know, the way liberty will work in the real world. And I think one of the ways that you can do that is by taking a government and moving it more towards liberty. And I've been working within this system that they set up largely. I mean, it's not like I entirely work within it. And in trying to make that happen. So isn't it their fault for having set the system up in the first place? And doesn't the, if you don't like it, beat feet, doesn't that argument, work just as well for our side as it does for their side?
I'm not following what you're saying.
Well, if they don't like the way that government is going here in New Hampshire, ever so slightly changing more towards liberty, there are 49 other states that are less free.
Well, as true as that is, but they would still be able to voluntarily join into whatever association they wanted. And if they wanted people to all, if they wanted to get with other people who want to extract money from each other for, what they would consider public projects or within their society, they should be able to do that. They just should not be able to draw me in without my explicit consent.
Agrees with that.
Nobody's saying that they should be, but they will, okay? And that's the sort of reality of this not voting thing, is that it's not effective. It doesn't work. I'm not saying that voting works or is effective either, but you're arguing about this razor-thin line, and it's really pointless.
You're talking about the ends. I'm talking about the means. You can if you get to some place good through improper means? And I'm saying I don't think you can. So I don't believe that is the proper means.
But Kurt, thank you. There are lots of things that have happened that are pro-liberty throughout the world and in the United States that have happened inside of the system.
Right.
So yes, you can get somewhere better than where you are today by going through the system, using whatever these means are.
If a criminal robs you, gives you the opportunity to have your keys back to drive your car away, there's nothing wrong with saying, okay, please give me my keys back. It's all right. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Sam joining us from ObscuroToTruth.com. Great liberty-oriented videos there, documentary style, good stuff. Make sure you go and take a look at that. We'll tell you a little bit about something that happened to Sam here yesterday as he was assaulted and his camera attacked, basically, by some court bureaucrats. We'll get to that story here in a little bit, but go to ObscuroToTruth.com, ObscuroToTruth.com to enjoy his videos. Also, our website is freetalklive.com, and if you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we could use $3 a month. That's all we ask for, and it's not required. You can use the website and experience all the stuff there for free, the webcam, the live streams, everything's all free. But if you like that, then we'd appreciate $3 a month. And we can take it via PayPal or any major credit card. You'll get perks like access to the AmpOnly call-in lines, the AmpOnly forum, as well as the AmpOnly commercial-free podcast and more. Get all the details. Get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands, by the way, for Advertise, Market, and Promote. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls, you can call in about anything. Let's talk to Joe in Connecticut on the AMP line. Hello, Joe. Joe?
You know, the chapter, history has yet to write the chapter on individual sovereignty, and it's kind of like, you know, when you're in a tight game, the coach makes a tough call, and it could go either way. If it goes well, then you everyone say, well, the coach is a genius.
Yep.
And if it goes bad, then you say he's a bum. So whether this was going to work or not remains to be seen. I'm certainly in favor of it, and you have to take a first
When you
step,
say when this is going to work, what do you mean?
Declaring sovereignty.
So when you say you're in favor of it, does that mean that you believe it to be likely? And what does work mean?
Well, it's not going to work in the sense that I hand a piece of paper to a government bureaucrat and they go, oh, well, on your way then. But
it, sure isn't.
You have to start somewhere.
You have to start somewhere. And what if, Mark, it does start to do that down the line? What if they get to the, it gets to the point where there are so many activists here in New Hampshire. Really, we only have you know, a few dozen in any given area, right? But I mean, there are hundreds across the state, but the state's still fairly large. So what if you get hundreds of activists in the same area to declare sovereignty and to start acting free? And that you have things like civil disobedience where people go and get a bunch of parking tickets and take it all to trial, or they go and they get speeding tickets and they take it all to trial.
I'd love to see somebody take something to trial around here.
Thanks, Mark. You should be the first.
No,
there are people that take things to trial all the time, Mark. You mean a jury trial. Anyway, because people have done all kinds of parking-related things and registration. We've seen a lot of different marijuana. Lots of things have been taken to trial. So people take those things to trial in mass numbers and just clog up the system. Eventually, it might get to the point where you could put a bumper sticker, sovereign, on your car or something like that. Or like, like I've got the Shire Society license plate. It might get to the point where they'll see that and they'll say,
no.
Whoa, don't give them tickets. They don't pay. Because what they want is they want to get people who will pay. They want to get the docile sheep that just want to, you know, go along to get along and make it go away and will pay whatever the extraction is.
And they get to keep their legitimacy and their credibility in the process.
So I think there is a possibility that this could have an expanded level of success down the line. But initially, no, it's not going to change anything. If you get enough people to sign on board with the idea of declaring their sovereignty and acting like it, then I think we'll see some changes. Any other thoughts, Joe?
Well, you know, I'm in favor of anyone who wants to do any form of activism, whether it's out of the system, in the system. In the system is not necessarily my way. But I think the two most important things to do is, like you said, clog up the system, take things to trial, and stop paying the fines and the taxes and everything else, because the government is completely based on parasitism and predation. And if you can take that away from them, all they have left is a gun. But, you know, when they lose money, when the Roman government couldn't pay the army, you know, they stopped fighting.
Yeah. Agreed, Joe. Now, you said that you supported this this activism, this gal, Evan, putting in this declaration of sovereignty. And then you just said
gal?
This guy. What did I say?
Sounded like you said gal.
I meant to say fella. I don't know.
Anyway.
I was thinking ahead. So this fella, Evan, who put in this declaration of sovereignty, where but you also said that you support clogging up their court system. Now, he had the opportunity to take something on appeal and then get a jury trial. As I understand it, you know, this I'm only taking the information as it's presented to me here. And I guess I have to question, like, is this a good bit of activism when it derails something that could be so effective as taking something for the first time, as I understand it, to a jury trial here in New Hampshire, some kind of liberty-oriented thing?
I think it establishes a precedent.
What precedent? We will give you silly pieces of paper if you charge us, and then we'll do your time or give you money.
I thought you meant the taking it to jury trial.
He's not doing that.
Oh, I misunderstood. If you have an idea, whether you want to call it sovereignty or whatever else, if you don't promote that idea, it doesn't go anywhere. So whether you're promoting it to your friends and neighbors, that's all well and good. Maybe you can get a few people, dozen people, whatever, behind you. But if you don't put the system, so to speak, on notice, you know, in whatever way you can do, so long as it's peaceful, then really it's not going to go any further than, you know, a fan group or whatever.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you, Mark, in the sense that when they get Evan's one form from one person, they're going to look at it, they're going to laugh, they're going to throw it in the case file and pretty much ignore it. And when they get maybe two or three more, they'll probably do the same thing. And when they get five or ten, maybe they're five coming in every week, I don't think they're going to laugh at it and throw it away, knowing that these people are not going to pay or going to force them to show their violence. What happens when they get 100 in a week?
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. You're talking about a fictitious situation. I don't know if people are going to do that.
I'm talking beginning of what's happening right now.
Ian's
that is
been
likely
claiming
to grow
for years now, that at least a year now, if not more, that he will stop paying property tax if he can get five more people to do it. And so far, I haven't heard of number two, at least maybe number two, not number three.
The people aren't willing to do that. It's
and
scary.
Very few people who own their homes outright.
Yeah, if you can get that number of people to put in these sovereignty declarations. stipulations, and by that I mean stick to them. Say, I'm not giving you any money, no matter what. Come heck or high water, I'm not giving you any money.
I don't think it has to start there. I don't think you have to go. I don't know why you're trying to portray it that way, Mark. Because
I'm not
trying
to portray it that way. That's the way it was being portrayed to me.
That's not the way it was being portrayed. You're putting words in his mouth.
What?
Please
restate, Sam.
By declaring sovereignty, you're not saying you're going to go to the wall necessarily with full non-cooperation and civil disobedience. Again, it's about a mindset. It's about what you believe about yourself. Even though you've declared sovereignty, doesn't mean you have to stop paying property taxes. Not everybody's ready to make that step.
Yeah.
So it takes time to get to that point.
I mean, Frederick Douglass was an American slave. He read the Declaration of Independence because his slave master, he got a nice one up in Boston that taught him to read and write. He read that and he realized, hey, this should probably apply to me too. And he went back to a plantation where he started defying master and saying no and, using reason and logic to say that, hey, I should probably have rights too as an equal human being. And they sent him to Mr. Covey, the taskmaster who whipped and beat him for a year back into submission. So he went back to being a slave. He went back to, yes, master, whatever you say. And it wasn't until years later that he was able to break that. But even he gave in.
Hey, Joe, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Mark, what I'm hearing from you is that you've got some animosity towards the activists. And it's not just the ones around here. It's the ones all across the state. I mean, people that have been arrested for whatever or people that have been ticketed for whatever have just taken it to the district court level, and they haven't gone any further than that. And I hear a lot of frustration in your voice
because of that. Well, I see an opportunity that is being squandered for what I consider to be a silly situation.
Do you know what it takes to appeal?
No, I don't.
Okay, so you're kind of talking out your butt then, because you don't really know what it takes. It either costs money, and I believe it's a few $100. I believe it's a couple $100 to appeal. And not everybody has that kind of money that they can just throw around on this. And if you don't have the money, then you can fill out some sort of indigency form where they want to know all kinds of revealing information about you. So now, that's not to say there isn't a third option, and I've been thinking about this, but those are the two options that are presented to people, and you know how people are. They see the options in front of them. They take what the bureaucrats say as the word of truth, even though they may not, maybe shouldn't, and that's it. They look at it and they say, well, I can't afford this, and I don't want to give up all this private information in order to just have them waive the fee, so screw it. I'll just leave this where it's at. I think that, Mark, you should try appreciating these activists for taking things as far as they've taken them, because they didn't have to take them to trial.
Oh, I appreciate anybody taking it to court. But
I think the other option is to write on their little indigency form or something like that, cite the Constitution, because it says in the New Hampshire Constitution that you are guaranteed an appeal and that you don't have to pay for it. There's more coming up here. Hour number two is on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Of course, they'll just reject it, but it's worth a try. No one's tried that yet.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valley Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valley Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.